Goading the beefy man as I retreated into the small vacation home they kept telling me was a 5x5 cell with locked doors. You don't really want a shot at the title. You're all talk, no walk. He was relatively new at BMSP Ultramax 9. Been there about a month. If he'd been one of the regular guards, we'd have more of a history. All we'd done so far was call each other names. He pushed out his chest.
One of these days, I'm going to educate you.
Zero fucks given, I said, staring him down. Go back to your circle, jerk. The bars slammed shut. Why were there bars instead of stainless steel blast doors? Because the union was cheap. Never mind that union spec ops, dark ops specifically, had made me who I was right before they fucked me. Their mistake. No one in the Reaper Corps had the foresight to offer a decent retirement option. Now I was too dangerous to release and too valuable to kill. I hoped. Not like BMSP Death Row was a vacation paradise. Probably better than being dead, but not by much. What was an honest killer like me gonna do? I knew all about the guard's dialect and could guess right where he'd grown up, give or take. I was from the same sort of neighborhood. After I left, I learned that the local gangs had made my mother a widow, so I slipped off post for a few weeks to put the worst of them down. From there, presto, death row for one unmanageable liability to the union. Kiss my ass. Train me as a killer specializing in infiltration and assassination, and what did they think I would do? Please. The guard stared at me like he expected something to happen. What? I asked, cocking my brow.
You know what? Plug in, or I'll get 10 of my friends and do it for you, he said, trying his best to look intimidating.
You'd need them. I was bored with this guy, so I picked up the earbud and put it in. It was actually just an antenna for nerve wear. The ultra-soft construction wasn't for my comfort. The security experts of Ultramax 9 were worried I'd find a way to weaponize a bead of silicon. Like I'd do that. Happy? I asked, ignoring the brief struggle between my computerized inmate monitor, or SIM, and X-37, the Reaper nerve wear the warden's doctors couldn't remove, even if they had known about it.
Ecstatic, he said, glaring. Now go play with yourself. I'll be at Gisela's to see some girls.
What's your name, guard? I asked. He wrinkled his lips at the question.
UPG 1592.
Your parents must have hated you, I said.
That's my badge number, Union Prison Guard 1592, he said very seriously.
I stared until he realized I was mocking him. I pieced that together, but thanks, 1592. Snorting profanity, he turned his back on me and dragged his stun club along the bars of other prisoners' cells while walking back to the control booth.
You think I could take him, X? I asked out loud.
I am not here to stroke your ego, said X.
The SIM inputs created sound via vibrations of my inner ear, a technique that could be used for compliance through pain. I had X-37 turn that feature off while convincing the SIM it was still shocking the shit out of me.
What about him and the riot squad? I asked, climbing into my bunk.
My advice, Reaper Kane, don't push your luck, said X.
I leaned back and smiled, going straight into a structured daydream designed to keep me sane. The smell of tobacco smoke filled my nostrils as my fingers twisted an imaginary Star Brand cigar. Staring at the ceiling, I reminded myself who I was and why this place would never beat me. My name is Halleck Kane, formerly a Reaper in the Union Dark Ops. So what if I was on death row? Absolutely nothing would break my mind, least of all the guards or the inmates. I would find a way to beat them all, and I'd do it with